This is Vision Australia Roundup. We come to Gosford on the central coast of New South Wales, and the coordinator of volunteers at the Vision Australia Centre there is Jackie North. Welcome to the Roundup, Jackie.
Thank you, Stephen.
Tell us about the activities of volunteers around the Gosford Centre. You seem to lead quite an energetic group.
We do. We have a number of recreational activities which are supported by our volunteers. These include a couple of walking groups for the early birds down at Woi Woi, 7:15 on a Saturday morning. Rather later, Gosford at 9 o'clock. Anybody wanting a walk around the foreshore there, it's very nice, ending up with a nice social cup of coffee in a cafe. Apart from that, we have our Tai Chi group here in the Gosford Centre on a Thursday at 12:40. Every Thursday, run by a qualified Academy of Tai Chi instructors. So that's every Thursday. We have a couple of craft groups as well, one meeting here. This is more for, it's for any kind of craft. The group in Gosford meeting on a second and fourth Wednesday of a month, they concentrate on knitting, crochet, wraps with love, that sort of thing. We have another group that meets weekly at Fairhaven Complex down at Point Clair, and they're much more into painting watercolours. We have a watercolour teacher down there, one of our Central Coast artists. We do beading on occasions for the people interested in beading, making jewellery. They take it in turns to cook lunch. I haven't been involved in that myself, but it sounds like good fun. We would like to hear from people if they feel they've lost interest in a leisure activity because of loss of vision. That's where we can hopefully support people.
Yes, and so, very much through the work of volunteers. There's even tandem bike riding opportunities.
We do. We have a tandem bike that is stored at the Woi Woi Library in a locker there, and that is, of course, adjacent to that very lovely cycle ride along Brisbane Water. So if anybody is interested in riding tandem bike, the bike is there.
Now, a lot of people who themselves are blind or have low vision get involved in volunteering. As a matter of fact, that's what you did, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I started off as a client with RBS before Vision Australia, and that goes back more than 20 years. And so I volunteered for quite some years before I became involved as an employee in coordinating the volunteer base here in Gosford. Mm. And indeed, we have about a quarter of our volunteer base here is made up of people who are either blind or have low vision, quite sometimes very low vision. So there's very little that we can always find a job for a volunteer here if they feel positive about some particular activity, whether it be a recreation group, admin duties, or a speaker. We have a speakers network with people.
So what do the speakers do?
The speakers, they're usually somebody who is blind or has low vision, and they will talk to a community group, like, say, Rotary, Lions, or any community group, really, and they will tell their story of how they coped with their loss of vision, what happened to them, how Vision Australia helped, what this has led to in their life. It means that they're ambassadors for us, putting the word out there so that people, and it comes over very truly, the fact that people are telling their own story.
So if anyone would like to get involved with volunteering with Vision Australia in the Gosford region, or perhaps is interested in any of those activities that you were talking about that people who are blind or have low vision can get involved in, mm-hmm. What's the next step for them?
Well, if they'd like to contact us here in the Gosford office, me particularly, there's two ways of doing that. Call our 1300 number, which is 1300 847 466, and ask for Jackie at the Gosford office, or call me directly. I work 3 days a week, and these do change, but there's always a message on my machine. And the number here is
43 216 714.
That's right. Yes.
Jackie North, Coordinator of Volunteers for Vision Australia at Gosford.
Thank you very much, Stephen.